Hey, Rick Santorum.
How are
you? Long time no talk.
Well, this time last year, we would have had plenty of time to talk.
I'd have been sort of bumping around Iowa a little bit this time last year.
Coincidentally, in July of 2008, I talked with the winner of the 2008 Iowa caucuses, and I asked him if John McCain was considering him as a running mate and whether he'd accept such an invitation. So, as the winner of the 2012 Iowa caucuses, are you being considered as Mitt Romney's running mate, and would you accept that kind of an invitation?
Well, you'd have to ask Governor Romney who he's considering. I haven't been in touch with the Romney campaign, so I suspect that we're not under active consideration at this point. But, you know, we want to do whatever we can to be helpful to Governor Romney. This is, as I said many times, traveling around the state of Iowa, it's the most important election in my lifetime, maybe in the history of the country, and I think it's even more so when you consider the tremendous amount of damage this president is doing to this country. And he's someone who's not only damaging the country economically and from the standpoint of our national security and culturally, but he's damaging the Constitution. He's running roughshod over it. Even this is even far beyond what I had talked about, even contemplated during the campaign last year. So this race, as time goes on, becomes even more important, and it's even more important that we elect Mitt Romney as president.
What do you consider your role in the party right now, and do you expect to stay involved in state-level politics here? You've endorsed a couple of congressional candidates, so will you be playing a continuing role in state-level politics in Iowa from this point forward?
What I said I would like to do going forward is to be helpful where I can be, and there are places in the country that, like Pennsylvania and Iowa and South Carolina and some other states that I spent a fair amount of time, and other states where I maybe not spent as much time, but, developed some real strong presence in some of these states. And if my campaigning will be of help to candidates, conservatives who want to come to Washington, D.C. and really shake things up and return this country back to the governing principles that made it the greatest country in the history of the world, then I'll be active and involved. And at least a lot of folks in Iowa are calling and asking for help. So that's a good sign that maybe we can be helpful there.
What is your analysis of the Romney-Obama matchup right now? Do you think the Romney campaign is prosecuting this correctly?
Well, I think it's early. Right now just a barrage of back and forth that I'm not too sure a whole lot of people are paying a whole lot of attention to at this point. I think the race has yet to take shape, and Governor Romney's going to make an important decision here as to who his vice presidential candidate will be. I suspect he'll be a solid conservative and someone that we can get excited about. And then taking the campaign to Barack Obama, that's, the issue in this race has to be Obama and has to be about, the Unaffordable Health Care Act and all of the other things that he's done to trample our freedoms and to harm this economy. And hopefully that's what the race will be about. And if it is, we'll win.
You're coming to Iowa to say thank you this week. Should I consider this the kickoff of your next run for the White House?
No, you should consider it a response to people, several of whom have asked me to come and campaign for them. And we're doing, I think three or four events for candidates who've asked for help, and some party events, and just a couple of, I'm doing some events for a nonprofit out there in Iowa to help them on with their stem cell research project. So, I mean, it's a combination of things. It's sort of a catch-all, and hopefully, see some folks and that I haven't seen, because, we ended up winning, and it's the last I was in Iowa. I mean, it's sort of a strange situation. You spend months and months and months with people, and we had a great night back in January, and you sort of disappear, and I do feel an obligation to get back and at least reacquaint myself with some of the folks who really gave this campaign a lift.
Given the perspective of time and the drumbeat about Iowa's caucuses perhaps not being the best form in which to launch the presidential selection process, what would be your testimony to party elders who would consider changes in the nominating calendar?
Well, I think you saw that Iowa did a pretty good job in selecting somebody from out of the pack, if you will, to be a viable candidate that that the country should take a look at and consider. And I think what Iowa did in 4 years ago and what they did this time around was to take someone who wasn't the establishment, take someone who didn't necessarily have all the money, but went around and had the opportunity to meet people and share their ideas, and people got a chance to see them, you know, eye to eye, and measure the person, and that's still a very important part hopefully important part of the primary process. And I think Iowa did have, obviously, I'm biased in this regard, but I think they, if you look at the fact that we went on and won 10 other states with very little resources and not a whole lot of national attention, that I think shows that maybe this Iowa caucus has something to it after all. I always believed, and you, please go back and listen to the, you know, once I became a candidate, go back and listen to, you know, people say, how are you going to do this? And I used to say it all the time. I said, I just believe in the people of Iowa. I believe that if they give, you get the opportunity to be exposed to them, and that they get a chance to question you, and that these last 2-3 weeks, I kept saying, these last 2-3 weeks, you know, people are going to start making their decisions. And once we start, you know, people stop listening to the pollsters and listening to the pundits and pick who they think they like the most, we'll pick up a few points, and those few points will add to a few more points, and it'll change. I believed it from the beginning. To the extent that it worked about as well as I hoped it could work, except we'd like to have gotten 9 more votes on caucus night. You know, it turned out how I believed the process should work, and did work, and I was very gratified from it.
Finally, it seems like Mike Huckabee comes through every November with a new book. Are you working on a book? Are you going to be coming back here to tell us about the book you've written?
Yeah, I have a book that actually we were working on during the campaign, and was something that we were hoping to come out with later in the year. And we decided, even though the campaign wasn't going to continue, that we would continue with this project. You may recall a lot that I talked a lot about the Declaration of Independence and as the foundational document. And so we put together a book that the basis of it, the meta-narrative, if you will, is the Declaration and the whole concept of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and what that means, and, you know, how foundational that document is for the country. And did it wove it in with about, I think, roughly 30 people, stories of 30 people who were forgotten founders, people who, most of whom I'd never heard of, but I just felt it was important that we pulled ordinary people from the founders, from the founding, and shared the stories of those people, who these ordinary folks who did extraordinary things to give us our freedom here at a time when we're fighting for that freedom, to try to inspire people with what they were fighting for, and then tell the story of how they sacrificed and fought and succeeded. And so the name of the book that's coming out in October is called American Patriots and Renewing the Call for Freedom, I think it's what it's called. And anyway, so that's a book that's coming out. I've also got a documentary that's coming out. We'll be launching it at the convention, which is, again, focused on the Declaration and the Constitution founding documents. I felt that was something that resonated with people across the country, and those are two projects that I wanted to follow through with and continue, and hopefully will add to inspiring people for November and beyond.
Okay, well, keep in touch. You're now part of the fabric of Iowa politics forever. So
how about that? I have to tell you that it's Karen and the kids. We talk about this at the dinner table all the time. We really do miss Iowa, and we just love the pace out here on the East Coast is just so frenetic. Mm-hmm. And we just really enjoyed the opportunity we had to spend time with families in Iowa and get a chance to see life in a little different perspective we actually think a much healthier perspective than the crazy, harried, frenzied pace out here in the East Coast. That, well, you know, certainly Islands work hard and they do, but the focus on faith and the family to us was quite a great experience for our family and something that we really miss. So let's put it this way: I'm heading to Iowa this week on my own, but I had lots of folks who wanted to come. Lots of our kids and my wife who wanted to come with me. And I think on some of the trips that I'll be making between now and November, you'll see some of the Sandstorm clan along in tow, and very happily so.